Okay, the time is 6:35 on February 10th, 2022. I'd like to call this special meeting of the Parks and Recreation Commission to order. Will the secretary please call the roll?
Commissioner Conser?
Here.
Commissioner Enriquez?
Here.
Commissioner Garcia Lopez? Commissioner German is absent for the record. Commissioner Gregorio?
Here.
Commissioner Padilla?
Here.
And Chair Zaro?
Here. Public comments, there's a script I have to read for those of you that haven't attended one of these before. Public comments is a section on the agenda for members of the public to address the board on items that are not listed on the agenda. Has the secretary received any requests to speak or any comments?
No.
Are we checking for any comments?
Yes, I just checked.
Next, we have a presentation. Presentation number one, Salt Creek Program Showcase.
Hello, I'm Francis. I work at Salt Creek. Been here almost 16 years, believe it or not. So, but I was told that I should stretch you guys out a little bit. So, since you guys like to sit in your chairs a lot, so if you don't mind, I'm going to put my chair out here, okay? So, just to get you guys to wake up a little bit, you're going to sit a little bit towards the edge of your chair. And you're going to have your feet out in front, so it keeps you balanced, and it's a 90-degree, okay? Sit up straight and roll your shoulders back, because we lean forward a lot by staring at our computers and talking on the phone. Let's get two more in here, and then let's rotate it forward. There we go, nice. And then we're going to go ahead, and we're going to do a yes. Tall spine, nod back and forth, nice and easy, yes. We're going to give Parks and Rec a lot of things to do, a good support. Yeah, feels so good. And then we're going to do a different no. You're actually going to turn, you're going to turn to the ear, and it's going to be slightly forward, okay? So you're going to go to the ear, and you're going to kind of lean slightly forward. That's going to get into your neck shoulder. Okay, that's from staring again, too straight. We want to stretch out your stress muscles, which is your neck and shoulders. Let's go to the other side. Right in there, and just lean a little bit forward, okay? And you actually get that little spot that you don't notice until later. And you come right back up, nice. So the next thing also is I want you to grab behind your chair. It's going to squeeze your shoulder blades. Again, yeah, you want to squeeze, stretch your chest out, okay? Three, two, and release. Again, roll your shoulders forward. The reason is you're hunched over, so we want to get their chest right back up. Now for your back, we want you to open your legs a little bit, and you're actually going to put one hand out and turn your shoulder towards the other. There, you got it. There you go, turn it and stretch. You want to feel it into your lower back. Okay, it's a nice, easy stretch there. And then switch. There we go. A nice little stretch. Doesn't have to be long. Yeah. And relax. There you go. Feeling good? All right, so if you're sitting along the line too, the last one, you don't have to do this, but just go ahead and make sure you get arms length. Stretch back here, drop your head down, and lean back. That's going to get your hamstrings and your lower back as well, okay? Cool. All right. So you guys will wait, right? All right, so my specialty is actually teaching classes. So I have a wide variety of classes and ages. The ages range from preschool, which is as young as 3 years old, and my oldest student is 84. And we do exercise, sports, fitness. We're trying to get a cooking class back. We did do cooking and we did crafts pre-COVID. So we're hoping to bring those back. I love the classes. I get to see the kids, they come back. And so I'm either Chef Francis, Coach Francis, Ms. B. And it's amazing to have them come back and see how they've grown up and where they've gone themselves from preschool sports, they're actually into sports. You know, some of the parents are getting into the classes and getting fit while their kids are taking the sport classes and stuff. So we make a big difference, and it's always nice to see how the transition of them growing out and then coming back into to see what we're doing and how we can do more for them as well. So I don't know if you guys have any questions or particulars about classes.
Do you want to tell us some of the classes you teach?
I teach bumblebee sports. So the children learn a variety of sports. They learn basketball, baseball, football, soccer. I also do miniature golf, and I do racket sports with balloons. So they get a nice variety there. I teach volleyball 2 classes, and they are from 10 to 16 year olds. And it's really exciting because right now the guys are going out for the high school, you know, volleyball team tryouts. So it's very exciting. I have 2 adult fitness classes. One is a circuit, so they're doing a circuit of exercises for 30 seconds, and they're always me when they leave. Do my job well. And I do weightlifting as well for them. And I think that's it. Again, we're going to start a cooking class once a month at Montevallo, and we're hoping to also bring back craft class. So that kind of helps with the parents kind of keep them busy while they can go do something as well. So, yeah. Okay. All right. Have a great night.
And she runs everywhere.
Okay, moving on. I guess we don't have any questions or comments, or we would have asked them already. So,
we can bring them back in if you need to.
Next, we have action items. Approval of meeting minutes of November 18, 2021. Staff recommendation is commission approve the minutes. Is there a motion to approve meeting minutes of November 18, 2021? Okay, we have a motion from Commissioner Enriquez. A second?
A second.
Okay, Nancy has a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstain? Nothing heard. It's approved. Next is item 5.2, consideration of adopting a resolution to change the meeting location. Staff recommendation, commission approved resolution changing meeting location.
So, commissioners, if you can note that there's an error in the first paragraph of the resolution, and we're going to change the location that it was previously shown from Conference Room B129 Public Services Building, and that should be Council Chambers of Public Service Building A. So, with that note,
so we're changing the location that we're not going to meet at anymore.
We used to meet there years ago. And this is a holdover from the previous resolution.
Okay, and when I marked this up and sent it back to you, I had a question. There's no requirement to broadcast this thing like the other city meetings?
Correct.
Okay. Any comments by commissioners?
Last
is there a motion to approve resolution changing meeting location? Motion approved?
All motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Commissioner Consul. Any second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second. Commissioner Padilla. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Abstain? Nothing heard? It's approved. Next item is 5.3, consideration of adopting a resolution to add an outdoor fitness court. Staff recommendation is commission approves the resolution supporting the development of an outdoor fitness court in Warwick Park. The staff has a presentation.
I have a brief presentation.
Okay.
So this is the reason why we had to meet this special meeting, because we were supposed to do this in January, but with the COVID rates coming up and the city clerk's office being directed to cancel all meetings, we moved it to this meeting. For us to move forward with this company and with this grant that we're receiving from them, we had to bring forward this resolution for the commission to adopt. And so I wanted to give you guys an overview of the fitness court itself, what the program's about, and some of the exciting elements that go on with this. Yes, unfortunately, it's really tiny print, so I'll give you an overview, and then you guys can break out your microscopes and read the rest of it later. So this is going to be a fitness court that's going to be located in War Park. As Francis was talking about having a circuit training, this is a court that's going to allow for 7 specific developments of different body movements in a circuit. This court is 100% outdoors, and it's going to be 100% free. It allows for over 100 unique exercises, and this is going to be the second one in the county of San Diego. There's one in the city of IB that's right down at the Dunes Park, and the staff over there say it gets used extensively. This fitness court's powder-coated with steel, and it's an integrated rubber sports flooring that's shock-absorbing. There's also a large graphic wall that's on the back of the support for that back wall there, and we are going to be soliciting the local artist to provide a mural that's going to be wrapping that. So I know the ground floor murals that have done a lot of work downtown San Diego. They're probably going to be the people that we're going to solicit to do a mural there. And so if you want to move along to the third page here, this also comes with an app. There's an integrated app that provides guidance, provides training routines, and it also allows for people to put in their results and to have local competition too. A lot of the gyms now, they'll have the posting of who's the high point scorer, who's got the workout of the daytime. And so these are things that you can do to compete with your local users. And anybody that wants to log into the app and track along can do that as well. The location of the court itself is going to be in Roar Park. Currently there's a old fitness court that's there right now. A lot of the equipment's old, some of it's rusted. It's pretty minimal in what you can do there. It does get a lot of use, but the court itself is actually sunken into the ground, it's recessed. Every time that it rains, all that surfacing gets washed out in the basketball court. So this is a win because not only does it allow us to put in a brand new court that has all these unique elements, provides over 100 exercises as well, but it also eliminates the fact that anytime there's rain, we don't have to go and take all that, put it back into the court, and then hose down the basketball court. And you can see kind of the proximity here on the park. It's pretty much right dab in the middle of the park location, right next to the jogging path, which is what we talked about last meeting, improving some of that, the elements there, adding signage, adding some lights. And so this is going to be a great addition to that. This is already funded by Measure P. The $30,000 grant, it's not a check, it's just an offset of what the cost is for the fitness court itself and for the installation. The total cost is around $185,000. Like I said, it is covered under Measure P, and that includes the equipment, the installation, as well as the art mural, which is going to be a graphic that's installed on the front of that. We plan to have the fitness court installed and ready for a grand opening by summer. And so one of the big things about this campaign is that they want to encourage local civic leaders like yourselves and city council to come out and make a big deal about this, because we're providing these elements for free exercise and free fitness when a lot of local organizations have to have some revenue offset to cover their operations. So this is a high class type of amenity for free that you get access. So that concludes my overview, and I'd be happy to answer any questions or provide more information as needed.
When you guys are beginning to build this, will it be in the exact same location, so this will be unavailable at the time?
Correct. Yeah, we'll sign once we get an idea of when we can actually start pouring the concrete footings and getting them ready to install. We'll post signs, give some notice. But yeah, the current fitness court will be down for probably a couple months.
You mentioned briefly, I just want to confirm that you talked about this last meeting, which I wasn't here, lighting. That was my question. This is going to have lights.
So this will not have lights, no. So it's the lighting is going to be around the path, the jogging path.
Okay.
The darkest parts of the path are around Bonita Road.
Okay, so will this be lit up in the
This will not be lit
up
in the evening.
Okay.
Correct.
Cursor data.
You can barely see it. On my computer screen, it looked a lot more clear. But you can see right here where the blue basketball court is.
Yeah.
And then you can see the red circle there. So Sweetwater Road is on the top here. The large parking lot that's right here is the lot B.
So it's next to the blue
Yeah, next to the blue, the basketball court there. Do you know where the Roar Manor is?
Yeah.
It's right below the Roar Manor. So we have the brand new restroom that was just built right off the lot B. And then if you walk down the path towards the basketball courts.
That structure that we put in there with the climbing thing and all that, is that near this?
That's a little further down. So that's over here. So that's over by the big giant grass field here.
All right, just, I really don't see colors, so if you say okay. There's a red circle,
I'm sorry.
Next time, just make it more obvious. I can always see blue.
You can see blue.
I say it's next to the blue, I believe.
It's next to the blue. We don't have that concept yet. We're going to go to the arts and the Cultural Arts Commission and talk to them about what they'd like to see. I know the restroom that was just installed there, they put a kind of homage to Fred Rohr. Apparently he was involved in the development of Spirit of St. Louis. So they have a big like iron Spirit of St. Louis with Fred Rohr on that. So we could do kind of an aeronautical theme, kind of match that. And Rohr Industries is about aeronautics. Even the company that's down there is still about building the rockets or whatever they're building that's still in the aeronautic industry, but also something that's about activation, because it is a longer jogging path. Rohr is our most active park, so there's a lot going on there.
Is some of this equipment similar to the senior center equipment?
Not necessarily. There's not a lot of moving parts here, so there's like stationary structures. There are some hanging like rings. Yeah, so there's some hanging rings, there's some dip stations, there's a lot of boxes to jump on or lean on. So this can be used by seniors. There are different fitness programs that the app can guide you through depending on, or at least even on the stickers on the wall here, that kind of tells you how to use the equipment for different age groups.
It says here, create your own custom fitness and classes. Could any one person come here and reserve it for a block of time, or trying to make sure this is open to all, or can I go there and say I'm gonna reserve 3 o'clock to 3:30 for a class that I wanna put together?
So there is the ambassador program that would be run through the city if we chose to do that, and that would be kind of like bringing somebody like Francis or a contract instructor to guide them through a class and through how to use the equipment. But our intention is to not block out this to private organizations. This is open for all. We want people to have access when they can.
It won't be one of the reservable spaces.
I don't think it would be a reservable space.
Is the app free?
The app is free. And a lot of the support behind the development of the app and the development of the fitness court at the rates they are is because there are national sponsors that that align with them to promote fitness. A lot of it is health organizations like Sharp and Kaiser. I know there is one of these courts in Stanford University as well. And San Francisco has a few, and they were raving about them. They have one that's right on the water, and so we asked them how, which ID has one on very near the water, and asked them about the maintenance of it. They said it's pretty low maintenance. There's not a lot of requirements for them to come out and replace parts.
So you said it's at Dunes Park?
Dunes Park, yep.
There's always people
mm-hmm.
on there.
I'll be down there tomorrow, so I'll check.
Hey, do the circuit.
Yeah.
Download the app.
That's right.
Tell us how it is.
I gotta work in the Astro area. I'll probably be too tired.
Okay.
any other comments or questions? Okay, follow the script. Any comments by the commissioners? Is there a motion to approve resolution supporting the development of an outdoor fitness court in Moore Park?
Motion.
Okay.
To approve.
Motion by Ransom. And seconded by?
I'll second.
Okay. We have a second.
Commissioner Ponce, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay, carried. Moving to other business, does staff have any comments?
Turn over to Gil.
Good evening, Commissioners. Gil Contreras, Fiscal Recreation Manager. Got a couple of announcements and updates for you guys. City of Chula Vista now has its first disc golf course. It's at Red Rogers Park, right there by the Oleander Community Center that we've got. It's a 9-hole course. Soon we'll be receiving some tee boxes built in partnership with some of the disc golf community. It just opened up not too long ago, and it's already a big hit. There's been a lot of people out there. Again, with it being our first one, we've gotten a number of requests in the past for a disc golf course. We're happy that we can put that out there. But like I said, it's already been a huge success. So if you're in that area, drive by, you'll see some of the people out there throwing disc golf, not frisbee golf. Secondly, the city was also awarded both of our Prop 68 grants, which include building a brand new park, which is the Patty Davis Park out at the west end of D Street, as well as major renovations at the Eucalyptus Park. The total amount between the two grants is over $9 million, and for us to get two of them is really big, so kudos to the Parks and Rec Administration for submitting that application. Sean and Tim both worked really hard on that. Parks and Rec will be working on a strategic plan update coming up in the next few months. We're going to be looking to the Commission for assistance on that, especially when we're building our community priorities and planning for the future. First thing we need to do, though, is get our community needs assessment in place, and we're going to be partnering with the library, so we will be coming back to this group and looking for some input on our community needs assessment. A couple of other things. We're starting a teen advisory committee. And Parks and Rec has notoriously been trying to grow. We've been trying to grow our teen program for the last few years, and sometimes it starts and then it dies just as quickly. So what we're doing is creating a teen advisory committee, and this is made up right now of two of our teen staff, as well as two high school students who are volunteering. We're hoping to get a little bit more. But what they're going to do is they're going to be meeting regularly and discussing what kind of events that teens really want to see, what kind of programming. And it's better than us sitting around brainstorming, thinking what we think is cool. The actual teams will have a lot of input on what they want to see, what they want to do. They'll be working with small budgets and stuff. So we're hoping to be able to put on some events in the next couple of months. We did have a couple of things planned, but COVID's still lingering. We felt it might be best just to kind of wait a little bit longer. Gives them a little bit more time to plan. But if you guys have any teams or anybody that you know might want to join our committee, please let us know and we can get them that information. The more input, the better. There's a variety of different things that teams are interested in, and we're just trying to find out what's going to work best for them. The last thing is, it's a pretty cool thing that we're starting out. We are going to be, in essence, having our own radio station. It's called Chula Vista Parks and Rec Radio. And it's through a company called Neptune Radio, where they are going to be providing us, again, our own rec radio. It'll be broadcasted at all of our rec centers, at some of our parks as well. And the general idea is it will be playing background music in the lobby, some ambiance and stuff. But it's also going to have personalized messages. We're also going to receive a personalized DJ. So we can, as music is playing, just like the regular radio, you have commercials. They'll be saying some of our messages, things about our programming, about staff, about different events. It's something that we create the script and we send it to the company. They have some DJs who've got better voices than us. We're going to record those, plug those in, and then they'll just run throughout the day. It also gives us opportunities for live messages, so if we have something on the spot that our staff will want to say, we can also do that as well. But one of the best parts about this, it gives an opportunity for commercial sponsorships. So basically, we can sell advertisement space and time, commercials, to organizations, to companies who want to advertise for our radio. And again, it's not something you can tune in at home, but this will be in all of our recreation centers. If you ever visit during the day, you should hear some of that stuff. And every so often, that's the subliminal message we'll get about recreation programs. And those who frequent our facilities will hopefully get a little bit more about our branding, our programming, and our events, and what we got going on. So that one is something new, something different. But we're excited to kind of get that started. We've been working on getting the equipment, getting everything situated. So that should be kicking off hopefully within the next month or so. We'll be able to give you guys a little bit more report, especially as we are going to different centers to have our meetings. We'll hopefully be able to show you wherever our next location is, kind of how that system is working as well. And then lastly, I just wanted to share that we have a new interim program agreement with Cal State San Marcos. In the past, and we still have it with high-tech high students, but this is the first time that we have an agreement with a college or university that those students can come and get college credit for spending some service time and some community time in our rec centers and in our parks, and basically assist our staff in doing our general programming. But also, it's like an added mix. Instead of having a team volunteer, which are great, these are going to be more of the adult students who are a little bit more seasoned, who are on the verge of graduating. So they're going to bring a little bit more element of refinery to the internship program and be very helpful for our staff. We're obviously always short staff, so interns and volunteers help as much as they can. So again, a new program that we're having, something we're really excited about taking advantage of. Any questions or comments on any of my updates? Yes?
Where again did you say that this park?
That's at Great Rogers Park. It's by Parkview Little League, Oleander, about the 1300 block of Oleander. Mm-hmm. Right next to Great Rogers Elementary School.
For the internship program, is that what college did you say was through?
That's Cal State San Marcos.
And then they have professor
that they have a professor. I believe it's the services program. I can't remember the exact department that is, but we have a contract with them, so basically they're going to let their students know that to satisfy that requirement, they can choose the city of Chula Vista Parks and Rec, and you know they'll do the full on volunteer stuff, and we'll track their hours, and they'll get credit for that. They'll be able to use that towards their graduation. Yes.
The radio station that you guys are creating,
right.
Did another city do that previous, or are you guys kind of like the first to start?
I found it at the NRPA conference. So there are some cities in the Midwest that do it, and a lot of aquatic centers and a lot of fitness centers. And so we've been battling with the different licensing organizations. We've always had ASCAP and BMI. And another one, but then there's another one called Global Music Rights that are coming and trying to threaten all these cities, saying you're using our artists and you're not licensed with us, so you owe us $5,000 or $10,000. And so we've been trying to struggle to figure out, all right, who should we use if we're going to be playing music in our facilities? And when I was at the conference, there's one that said we license all these under this radio station, and it's like $800. So I'm like, okay, we'll do that.
And it's literally every song. They don't have any songs that have any sort of profanity or any sort of inappropriate messages, so they've already been pre-screened when they weren't allowed, so we don't have to worry about it. And it also allows us at each location, for example, maybe at the senior center, we pick a different genre of music that we do out at our adult athletics program. So it allows us to tailor it the way we want to, even by time, by messages. So it's a really cool program. Even though Tim seen it in NRPA, I haven't heard of a city that's actively using it or know of a city that's using it, but we've been talking about it anyway, just kind of having a little radio background music, but for something that can provide all this stuff and for a really good deal in price, I think you know we jumped on it, so I think it's going to be pretty cool.
The disc golf, I'm looking at Instagram here, I don't see it advertised. Did you advertise it?
We have not. No, that, and the reason why we haven't is because we haven't put the tee box in. It was it actually happened over Christmas when I was out with COVID, and so I came back and I saw a picture of it. And I'm like, okay, this is awesome. We've been talking about this for a couple of years, and I know you mentioned this previously to get an update on some of the things that we're doing on this commission. But it was kind of a ground level, like a grassroots type effort. So it was Mike Reeves, the guy that's been that presented here to the commission. He worked with our parks team, and over the time we said we'll coordinate this and get it done. I was out of the way, so it was great that it got done. And then now that we're having the tee boxes being installed, I think it's next Friday. So once we install the tee boxes, now it's going to have an identification of where you start and where you end. because right now it's just a bunch of baskets in the grass, and there's some irrigation flags that they put out and have like little signs that they made to put out at each tee box. So it's really a grassroots effort up to this point. But after we put the tee boxes out, then we'll have an actual course that we can promote. And so once we do have that set up, then we're gonna promote it.
No, you guys do a lot of good stuff. I just never see it advertised on Instagram or Facebook. I rarely see it.
What's that?
You gotta toot your horn.
Yeah. Well, and we will. We definitely will toot our horn. I think we just didn't want to prematurely do that and have people out there confused about how to play it or where the routing is. Yeah. I imagine going to a golf course and not knowing where the tee boxes are. Like, where do I start? So yeah, we definitely will promote it.
Who should we contact if we have interested teenagers
for the advisory group? You can contact me directly. It's being ran right now out of Veterans Community Center. One of our supervisors, Tony Ramos, is taking the lead on that. But yeah, you can go through me and I can definitely actually. Yes.
What's your email?
G. Contreras at chulavista.ca.gov.
And Gio can send that out too.
How long is the commitment for the teen advisory community? Is it a 1-year commitment or?
Right now, we don't have a commitment on it. We're trying to build it up. Okay. And we know, trying to get teams to commit sometimes can be tough. So we're taking what we can right off the bat. So any commitment would be good. What we just wanted, the most important thing is for us is one, to receive that feedback so we know. But two, to kind of create that sense of community with the teenagers that they're actually going to be able to plan something and it's going to see it through. So there's a lot of different layers of positivity with that, but right now we don't want to put burning it down with you have to commit to a year, because that may detour anybody from really okay. wanting to volunteer short term.
Anyone else?
Thank you guys for feedback.
I only see 3 posts total this year. So.
This year.
I know you're doing better.
All right, we need to step that up.
Your use of stories is good, though, for the record. The stories, the account's very good at, engaging, I'll say.
Thanks.
Okay, next up is the chair's comments. I think that's me. Why, the thing we talked about, having a spreadsheet or a database, you actually covered 2 of them tonight.
Sorry, here. I think we jumped prematurely without passing these out. So, if you can pass these out.
Okay, what are we passing out?
This is part of your presentation about the spreadsheet to update the commission on past items.
Okay, so Tim and I had a phone call about stuff. We have presentations on stuff. And then we never hear about it again. So I asked if we could have a running spreadsheet database that just to update us. Maybe we thought about something that was presented and never happens. Okay. Just on the way here, I wrote down the golf and the D Street thing, and you guys talked about that tonight. The other one, the Ward Park, the lady was going to put a bar in there or something. We get briefed on things all the time, and then that's the last we hear of it. So this is it.
Yeah. No, that was a great suggestion, and so we developed this and put it up, and we're gonna present this at every commission meeting. So if there's any updates on some outstanding items, we can update the commission on what has been presented and where we currently are with them. So there's a lot of these where there's no updates. There's no current updates. But there's some that have been completed, and sometimes those things might change, where there might be some issues that we can show in here too. So this will be a part of our staff comments every commission meeting, and then we'll send it out with the agenda packet too, so you can have that.
Cool. Thank you.
No, thank you.
The hand sanitizer stations in the parks, are we refilling those?
They should be refilled every week.
I've yet to find one that actually has hand sanitizer.
Really? Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah, I've been pretty active in the last couple of weeks on the C-Click fix thing. Just issues about it with PD out there.
Do you hear it like trying to squirt out the hand sanitizer and just nothing coming out?
Yeah, there's nothing.
Okay.
And we have those everywhere at every pavilion?
Yeah, they're at the playgrounds and just about all of our gazebos.
I don't have anything else, so let's get back to the scripts. We'll now move to commissioner comments. Any commissioner comments?
I can do some updates. There has not been a Measure P committee meeting. It was like we were postponed, everything else was postponed along with the Columbus Statue Task Force meeting, but that's been rescheduled for next Wednesday, 6:30, Council Chambers. Oh, and then I had a mayoral candidate, you know, do some precinct working at my house, and is taking responsibility for the $9 million grant that the Parks and Rec has received. And I was like, I don't know about that. And it's funny because I'm like, what about the Parks and Rec Commission? I don't know, just FYI, I was like, I didn't think that was appropriate to take responsibility for something that I know you all worked really hard to get. So, just so you know.
I saw her on TV talking about it.
I don't know, name names, but I thought it was, I thought it was a little interesting.
So, we're aware.
See if you would post stuff on Instagram.
Sit ahead of the game.
Someone else can't come in and take
credit for it.
Say I did.
Yeah.
That's tooting the horn.
There we go.
Oh.
Other commissioners? Comment?
Question? Yes. Commissioners are writing about the winter curfew. I just want to say thank you for the quick response. I represent the board for the South Bay Little League, and we recently, over there against the Park District Court, facing, I don't know if that's that, but we recently got hit really hard with graffiti all over our park's walls. We're getting ready to do our opening day on March 5th, and I know our president reached out to Nick, and you guys had a quick response and went out there and painted for us, so I really appreciate that, because it was really bad, so I'm really, worst we've seen in a while, so I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You said your grand opening is March 5th?
March 5th. It will be our grand opening.
Okay, so we'll have to go out there a few more times.
Yes. And I believe the fields got dragged by the city. Okay, we noticed that today, and Steve pointed that out to me, and I noticed that it was a different kind of drag than what we do. So thank you for that as well.
Yeah.
There's a lot of graffiti out there, right?
I probably
report 10, 15 times a week. Secret
picks. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty rampant right now.
It's hard to stay there. And then they come and re-tag it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of mental health issues too. There's people threatening people in parks and then running away. There's a lot of graffiti. There's a lot of vandalism. At the Loma Verde project, there's right after they leave, so like 4:30, 5 o'clock, it's daylight. Kids are going in there and vandalizing the facility that we're trying to build. They're trying to smash the cameras or spray painting. It's really tough.
Yeah.
And then you get the mountain bikers bringing a chainsaw into the canyon behind your house and cutting down a big tree.
They did that again?
Oh, yeah. No. Because a branch went over the trail and they kind of had a duck when they're riding. So they actually brought a chainsaw in there and cut the damn thing down. The open space inspector's not happy. I mean, yeah. We exist to serve the mountain bikers. Okay, any other? Okay, the time is 7:15. I'm adjourning this meeting to the regular meeting on March 17, 2022 at 6:30 p.m. Thank you.